Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Mark Zell, American Israeli lawyer, he's chairman of the Republican Overseas Israel, the society. Mark, thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
I'm great. We're having a bit of snow here in the Jerusalem area.
That is incredible. That always, I don't know why. Why does it lift everybody's spirits? It's just so cool.
Well,
cool, quite literally.
You know, it is so cool because it's so rare and it's kind of pure.
That's
and,
what it is.
You know, it's we're not getting a lot, but it's great that it happens, and everybody lifts their spirits and makes
it does. It's a nice maybe it just makes us children again, and there's nothing wrong with that time of innocence. Maybe
absolutely.
Unfortunately, that's not what we're going to talk about. What is the law that Israel has passed?
Well, I haven't studied it carefully, but basically it limits entry into the country for persons who are espousing these denial philosophies, you know, the perspectives with respect to the Holocaust, October 7th, and may actually have a broader application to other points of view, which are inimical, really, to the very principles on which Israel is founded.
Right. And how do they determine that? I mean, will I have needed to say it in the public forum? Can I say it to my friend? How is that determined?
Well, that's an excellent question. And quite honestly, my strong suspicion is that if the law is applied, it may well not pass judicial scrutiny.
That is a concern because to pass a law like that and then not be able to implement it is, I would imagine, problematic. Because it's unless that whole idea is just to send a message.
Yes, I think that's really what it's about. It's what we call in the law kind of precatory. Look, there are going to be people who come here who have done much more than just whisper Holocaust denial or October 7th denial to their friends in the privacy of their homes. They've taken a very active role in protesting abroad, maybe even engaged in violent acts. In a situation like that, the country, I think, is entitled, even under existing law, to deny entry to persons of that ilk. So I think the law states an important purpose. I agree with its sentiment. As a lawyer, I have some difficulty, as you pointed out, Howard, with respect to its implementation.
What about the fact that somebody might have been, let's say, an October 7th denier, but then comes to Israel and understands that, in fact, this is their denial has been absurd. The same as we've seen many South African anti-Israel activists, you know, screaming apartheid, going to visit Israel, only to have come back with a completely different perspective on the country. Doesn't it rob Israel of that opportunity?
I think that's an excellent point, Howard, and I. It's a difficult one to address because, again, look, there are, as you pointed out, people that have come here with rather contrary views and have seen reality with their own eyes and spoken to people and understand, as a result of their trip, have understood how wrong they were in their preconception. So what you say is correct, and I think this is a fundamental problem with the law as such, but I think the country needs to, and the persons enforcing our immigration statutes need to be careful about how they apply this law or the kind of underlying principles that the law reflects. I think we need to be careful about this because we don't want to kind of shoot ourselves in the foot by denying access to those folks who could really change their mind. And I've seen it, and I've been I've been with people both since October 7th and before October 7th who've come to Israel, and their whole worldview has changed almost overnight.
In fact, Elon Musk, not that he was ever a denier, but I think he could be fairly critical of the situation.
Right.
He came to Israel after October 7th and has been an enormous supporter ever since.
That's absolutely correct. And of course, he's originally from South Africa, and I think it's an excellent example. So I think you're right. I really, the law has not gotten a lot of attention here, and I haven't really, as I said, focused on it. But it does, on the one hand, address the sensitivities that we have about the kinds of things that are going on around the world regarding the events of Jewish history, including very recent Jewish history and Israeli history. And at the same time, we are a people that espouses democratic principles and the principles of free speech and free will. And we need to always balance those concerns with the existential problem of dealing with our enemies who surround us by the millions and the world at large and would like to see the very destruction of our state. So it's one of those problems that we in Israel need to face almost on a daily basis, which really nobody else in the world is confronted with.
Absolutely. That's where we leave it. Mark Zell, thank you as always. American Israeli lawyer, chairman of the Republican Overseas, Israel Vice President of Republican Overseas.